With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Sheila Jackson Lee has passed away. The longtime Democratic congresswoman from Texas announced in June that she was battling pancreatic cancer. Ms. Lee was 74. There's been an outbreak of listeria linked to deli meat.
This listeria outbreak is baffling health officials, who note most of those sickened by the bacteria had eaten deli meat that was sliced at the grocery store deli counter. But there are no links yet on which store, which state, and what brand of cold cuts. Although it's reported the cases most commonly involve sliced turkey, ham, and liverwurst. The people who died lived in New Jersey and Illinois, but cases have been found in at least a dozen states. Listeria can be dangerous for people over age 65, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A historic Baptist church in downtown Dallas burned on Friday afternoon. Dallas Fire Rescue responded to a four-alarm fire just after 6 p.m. at the First Baptist Dallas Church. It's believed the fire started in the basement, and it's feared the church's historic library, which held a majority of the church records, was lost. The building dates back to the 1890s. Pastor Robert Jeffers, who was elected pastor of First Baptist Dallas in August of 2007, became one of former President Trump's most prominent Christian advisors during his presidency. A Russian court finds U.S. reporter guilty of espionage.
The trial was held behind closed doors, and the Journal and senior U.S. officials dismissed it as a sham. Russian authorities claim Gershkovich was gathering secret information for American intelligence, but the Kremlin's been accused of detaining several U.S. citizens to use as bargaining chips in prisoner swap.
This is SRN News. Elon Musk is moving out.
The business mogul says he will be taking his SpaceX and social media installations in California and placing them in Texas, and the reason is a bit of a surprise. Musk says he's disgusted with the new California law that forbids teachers and school officials from telling parents if their kids are living as the opposite sex in class. Musk, who is not known to be religious, says crime in the state has been a problem too, but the new transgender law is the final straw. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concerns released a new report on persecution in Nigeria, and it's calling on the Biden administration to take action. According to the ICC, for Christians in Nigeria, the right to religious freedom is threatened daily by unchecked terrorist violence and complicit government officials. It goes on to say the United States has long been a global leader in promoting religious freedom. This is SRN News. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels strikes Israel Friday.
The strike rumbled through the streets, causing shards of shrapnel to rain down and leave a large explosion radius. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war. But until Friday, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. The Houthis claimed its newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system. But Israel attributed the hit to human error. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Former President Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, will hold their first joint campaign rally today. The indoor event will be held in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a week after the former president was shot in the ear in an assassination attempt. Mr. Trump formally accepted the party's presidential nomination Thursday at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. More details at SRNnews.com.